Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for March 1st, 2021. March 1st, big day. It's my dad's birthday. It would have been my dad's birthday. He would have been 86 today. So March 1st, I always, that's one of those dates for me. That's always,
Front
and center.
Personal.
For you, Rookie, you always talk about the month of March as being your psychological shift from winter to spring, perhaps, and you mentioned that that's still intact. You still feel that way.
March brings,
it's great. I was thinking about this yesterday. I'm looking out in the backyard as Rhino is running around, and there's very little, if any, snow really in the yard, only in areas like along the driveway where it was piled up from shoveling, but everywhere else it's pretty much all grass.
That maybe shaded areas is where the snow is. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah. It's all muddy and stuff, but still, there's no snow. I got a photo from one of my buddies in Chicago yesterday. They still have a lot of snow on the ground. They got hammered. We didn't, so they can have it. That's fine. But I got to thinking, and you touched on it a little bit during the Bill and Rookie experience today. I was thinking about golf courses and how they're probably going, all right, man, we get rid of this snow right now. We're going to be open in no time. So we always talk about getting the first round of golf in, and certainly with all the snow melting, it makes you think about that. But I still have, certain temperatures I won't play. What's the coldest you will play in golf? Because I kind of, I like, obviously, playing golf. Still, I'm not going to go out there and freeze my you-know-what off.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I played with my good friend Greg into November around here. If it's in the low 40s, if it's sunny, low 40s, and no wind, I think that's a very nice day. Obviously, you're wearing a lightweight jacket. I usually zip out the liner of my winter coat and wear that. But I don't mind playing when it's a little bit colder like that to get that last round in. It's kind of funny because I think I'm more willing to play in colder weather in the fall at the end of the season than I am at the beginning of the season, and for a couple of reasons. First of all, I think the courses are always better late in the season, in better shape late in the season, even when things are starting to go dormant, than when you play early in the spring. And then I always want to get in that last round. You're sad to see the golf season go,
right?
And so you want to squeeze in that last round. Now, I know in the spring, this time of year, you're kind of excited to get the golf season up and running, but I don't think I always look and I go, the conditions aren't that great. The course isn't greened up. It's still coming out of its winter slumber and what have you. And it's kind of cold, maybe a little windy. And I know warmer days are ahead to be playing golf. So I'm probably more willing to play in colder temperatures on the backside of golf season than I am on the front side of golf season.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I probably would agree with you there. What is the worst? Do you remember the worst weather that you actually played in? Because if it's bad, you're going to just go, I'll skip it for today. But I can remember one round in particular that I played when the weather was awful, but I played through it. Do you have a day like that?
I do.
I'll tell you about mine.
It's recent. It's probably within the last 5 or 6 years out at Thornberry Creek at Oneida. Me and my good buddy Jocko from over in the Twin Cities. And, I'm not the kind of guy that's going to get scared off by a forecast. There's a 30% chance of rain today. Well, there's a 70% chance it's not going to rain then. So I like my odds. So I'll go out and play even if it's kind of a sketchy forecast. And we were out at Thornberry Creek at Oneida, and we were on, and I even remember, some of the worst conditions. We were out on hole 14 when it was just unbelievably coming down sideways, and there's no escape out there. You're in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And we played on a super, super rainy day out at Thornberry Creek, and it got worse. I mean, it started off as maybe a light rain and then the rain, but I mean, by the time we were on the backside, and I remember, like I said, being on hole 14, it was coming down sideways and there was no escape. But, we get together, we're going to play in any of the conditions. Look, I have rain gear. I have those I have those rain gloves that, when they get wet, they help you hold on to the club and all that. Yeah. So I'm prepared and ready to go.
I remember a time when I was down in Hilton Head visiting my parents. This is shortly after they moved down there. It would have been the mid to late 90s, And so I was still, you know, in my 20s or whatever. And my aunt and uncle, who I hadn't seen for a long time from New York, my Aunt Dorothy, my dad's sister, and her husband, Charlie, were down. I hadn't seen them in a long time. Then me and my dad and Uncle Charlie went out golfing. You know, so I'm in my 20s. My dad was, you know, probably 60. Charlie was a little bit older, in his 60s. And it was raining, and it was raining hard. I mean, pouring down rain. And I'm thinking, you know what, this isn't so bad. It's at least a warm rain.
Right.
Well, I was coming from up north, so I was like, you know what, I wouldn't be able to even think about playing golf back home, so I can handle this,
right.
You know. I keep playing. I know they both wanted to quit, but they both played because I wanted to keep playing.
Begrudgingly?
Yeah, and I felt bad afterwards because we were just soaked. But I mean, we're standing out, you know, South Carolina, pouring rain. Big old raindrops coming straight down. And I'm like, yeah, this isn't so bad. Let's keep playing. Okay. You know, they stuck with it. Because, again, it wasn't cold out. It was warm. But it was definitely the strongest rain I've ever played in. But we fought through it. And it was fine. I've also played down there.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Playing in conditions like that, it's kind of fun every now and then, too. Because don't you want kind of the challenge, too? This is, you know, you see pros and you see, like, the Open Championship played in nasty weather and stuff. Don't you kind of enjoy kind of the challenge and difficulties that something like that brings on?
Yeah, it's part of it for sure. You know, the ball on the green hardly rolls. You got to smash it basically to get a rooster tail off the ball. But yeah, it's fun sometimes to play in that. It's not something you want to do all the time. But look, as long as there was no lightning and it was just getting wet, you're going to dry off. Keep your clubs dry as best you can. You had carts, so it wasn't that terribly bad. Hopefully, we'll be talking about rounds of golf soon because I can't wait to get back out on the golf course. It just feels like the older I get, the more I start thinking about, man, I don't know how long I'm going to get to play golf anymore.
Oh, come on.
I see all these people in their 70s playing and stuff, and that's great. And hopefully I'll be able to do that too, but you just never know. Try to get as many rounds in as I can this year. I say that every year. Last year, I did play more than I did the year before, so that was good.
I think everybody did with the pandemic.
Well, hopefully the weather will continue to improve as it is, and we'll be teeing it up in no time. That's our, our podcast for today. Join us each and every weekday morning starting at 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.